们感谢你，因为你就是光，你就是生命。
Lord, thank you. You are the light, and you are life to us.
当我们每一次打开圣经的时候，我们就成为，就求你成为那个光。
Every time we read your word, Lord, become the light to us.
我们打开圣经的时候，我们就盼望从里面得到属灵的粮食。
Every time we open the Bible, we hope we can gain spiritual food from you.
上求你恩待我们。
Lord, have mercy on us this morning.
祷告奉主耶稣基督。
In your precious name we pray.
Amen. 今天我们要一起来看约书亚记第九章。
Let's come and look at Joshua chapter 9.
我们要一起来读几节的圣经。
Let's read some portion of the word.
我们先读第一节到第六节。
Let's read verse 1 to 6.
这六节我们请中文读念中文圣经的弟兄姊妹来读。
Let the Chinese speaking saints read verses 1 to 6.
好，预备，来。约旦河西，住山地高原。并对着尼巴嫩山沿大海一带诸王，就是赫人、亚摩利人、迦南人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人的诸王，听见这事，就都聚集，同心合意的要与约书亚和以色列人征战。基甸的居民听见约书亚向耶利哥和艾城所行的事，就变色诡计，拿旧口袋和破裂缝补的旧皮酒袋驮在驴上，将补过的旧鞋穿在脚上，把旧衣服穿在身上。他们所带的饼都是干的，当料没了。于他们到吉甲营中见约书亚，对他和以色列人说，我们是从远方来的，现在求你与我们立约。然后我们要念22节到27节，我们请读英文圣经的弟兄姊妹跟我们一起念。
Verse 22 to 27, let the English speaking saints read. And Joshua called for them, and he spoke unto them, saying, Why have ye beguiled us, saying, We are very far from you, when ye dwell among us? Now therefore ye are cursed, and there shall none of you be freed from being slaves, and hewers of wood, and drawers of water,for the house of my God. And they answered Joshua and said, Because it was certainty how the Lord thy God commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land from before you. Therefore we were very afraid of our lives because of you and have done this thing. And now behold, we are in thy hand and it seemeth good and right unto thee to do unto us too. And so he did unto them,and delivered them out of the hand of the children of Israel, and they slew them not. And Joshua made them that day hewers of wood and drawers of water for the congregation, and for the altar of the Lord, even unto this day, in the place which he should choose.
以色列人过了约旦河以后，神就要他们学习几个功课。
After the children of Israel crossed the river Jordan, the Lord wanted them to learn some lessons.
头一个功课就是他们在吉甲所学的，那个是关于除去他们肉体这件事。
The first lesson they learn is concerning the taking away of their flesh in Gilgal.
所以在吉甲那里，他们就受了割礼。
So in Gilgal they are circumcised.
在吉甲那里有12块的石头，乃是从约旦河里面拿起来的。
In Gilgal there are 12 stones that is taken away from the River Jordan.
这十二块石头就让他们纪念到，他们从前乃是死在过犯罪恶当中的。
This first stone reminds them that they before are dead in sin.
但是今天他们乃是在复活的里面。
But now they are in resurrection.
这是在吉甲所学的功课。
This is the lesson they learned in Gilgal.
然后神就带领他们经过耶利哥。
And then the Lord brought them to pass through Jericho.
在耶利哥，神要让他们来经历一个信心的功课。
In Jericho, the Lord wanted them to learn the lesson of faith.
在旷野里面，他们最大的失败。那是在信心上的失败。
The biggest loss in the wilderness is the loss concerning their faith.
所以主把他们带到耶利哥这个城的里面，让他们学习怎么样用信心来胜过仇敌。
So the Lord brought them to Jericho in order to learn the lesson how of faith that can win over the enemy.
他们经过了耶利哥以后，他们来到爱城。
So after Jericho, they came to Ai.
他爱成神要让他们学习另外一个功课。
AI, the Lord want them to learn another kind of lesson.
就是顺服的功课。
The lesson of obedience.
在耶利哥的时候，他们当中有一个人叫做亚干，他没有顺服。
Because in Jericho there is a man named Achan who disobeyed.
这一个人的不顺服，就使整个以色列人陷在罪的里面。
And because of one man's disobedience, the children of Israel was made sin.
在爱城里面，他们学到一件事，他们需要对主绝对的顺服。
So in AI, they learn a lesson that they should have absolute obedience to the Lord.
这也是今天每一个圣徒所要经过的一些学习。
These are the lessons that we should learn as a Christian.
我们需要认识我们的肉体。
We should know our flesh.
我们需要在神的面前对他有真实的信心。
We should have full faith in God.
所有的顺服都是从信心而来的。
Because all obedience came from faith.
但是这些功课经过了以后，还有一件事我们要谨慎。
But after all this lesson, there is one thing that we should take care of.
当我们认识了肉体以后，
after learning about our flesh,
当我们有了信心以后，
after having faith,
当我们愿意顺服神的时候，
after having obedience towards God,
仇敌还要用一个方法来欺骗我们。
But the enemy wants to use another matter in order to fool us.
所以在幕后的时代，有许许多多的诡计都是仇敌要来欺骗神儿女的。
A lot of things are used by the enemy to fool us.
仇敌要欺骗我们都是在两方面。
When the enemy wants to fool us, he uses two things.
他若不是在真理的方面来欺骗我们。
Either in the matter of the truth,
或者在道路的方面来欺骗我们。
Or in the matter of the way we walk.
所以在幕后的时代，我们要对这件事情特别的谨慎。
So in the last days, we should be careful in these two matters.
这里主看见，主带我们，让我们看见，这里有一些人，他们叫欺骗人。
Here we see there are a group of people, the Gibeonites.
这些人看见神在以色列人当中所做的事。
Because the Gibeonites saw the things that have been done by the Lord for the children of Israel.
他们知道他们要被以色列人灭绝了。
They know that they will be annihilated by the children of Israel.
因为他们乃是住在迦南地的。
Because they are the ones who live in Canaan.
所以他们想到一个诡计。
So they use a way.
他们用很旧的那个酒装酒的袋子。
They use the old wine skin.
他们带那个长霉的那个饼。
They use the dry and moldy bread.
他们穿了很旧的衣服。
They use the old garments.
他们唯一的目的就是要欺骗以色列人说他们不是住在迦南地的。
They want to tell the children of Israel that we are those people who do not live in Canaan.
他们乃是从很远的地方来的。
They came from far off.
你读这一章圣经的时候，他们屡次的来问他们你们从哪里来。
Because there are a lot of times in this chapter, the children of Israel ask them, where do you came from?
他们从来不讲他们从哪里来，他们只是说我们从很远的地方来。
They never tell that where they came from, but they just say that they came from a far country.
他们也不讲他们是什么人。
They did not tell that what kind of people they are.
因为这件事是他们所要隐藏的。
Because these are the things that they want to conceal.
所以摆在以色列人面前的是这样一个情形。
So before the children of Israel, these are the The thing that has been manifested.
他们有人的话。
They have the words of man.
他们有一些看得见的东西。
They have the things that can be seen.
他们就相信了。
And because of this, they believe.
特别圣经上告诉我们，他们没有求问耶和华。
In the Bible, it says that they did not ask the Lord.
因为他们觉得他们所说的话因为他们所穿的东西和他们所带的食物好像是可信的。
Because of the words that are spoken by the Gibeonites and the things that they have seen and the clothing that they have wear.They feel that the words they have spoken can be believed on.
他们不但相信他们，他们还在神的面前与他们立约。
Not only they believe on them, and before the Lord they make a covenant.
他们不但立约，他们还起誓。
Not only they have a covenant and they swear.
这个起誓不是那么随便的。
It's not that simple to swear.
这个起誓世世代代都有效的。
Because by swearing it's
有功效，实实在在都有功效。
It is effective throughout all the generations.
如果你读圣经的话，你就发现扫罗杀了基甸人以后，神就报应在扫罗的身上。
When Saul killed the Gibeonites, then the anger of the Lord was upon Saul.
他们跟他们立约以后，他们就要保护这个基甸人一直在他们的中间。
Because after swearing and having covenant with them, then the children of Israel should protect the Gibeonites.
这些基甸人就在他们当中做了挑柴做了挑水砍柴的人。
And because of this, the Gibeonites are the hewers and the drawers of water.
他们 挑的柴不是为以色列人所用的。
They hew the wood not for the use of the children of Israel.
他们所挑来的水也不是为以色列人所用的。
And the water that they draw is not for the use of the children of Israel.
这些柴和水是为神的殿所用的。
The wood and the water is for the use of the temple of God.
这个柴和这个水是为神的坛所用的。
The wood and the water is for the use of the altar.
从这张圣经我们可以学习什么字呢？
So in this portion of the word we learn.
我们要从两方面来认识。
We should learn from two matters. Two aspects.
从一方面，我们要认识基甸这个地方。
We should learn the place Gibeon.
这个方面，我们要认识基甸人。
And secondly, we should know who are the Gibeonites.
基甸这个地方是一个非常特别的地方。
Gibeon is a very special place.
基甸这个字，它的意思就是一个小山丘。
Gibeon means a hilltop.
基甸这个城是在一个山丘的上面。
And the city of Gibeon is upon the hill.
这就是代表基甸这个城在一个山的上面。
And the city of Gibeon is upon the mountain.
这个山是特别的，它完全是在磐石的上面。
This city is very particular because it's on a rock.
不是一般的土堆。
It's not a just common land.
是一个坚固的磐石。
It is a very solid rock.
还有一个很特别的地方，在基甸，这里有一个地下的一个泉水。
In Gibeon there is a spring of water.
那个泉水呢是在地底下的。
And this spring of water is beneath.
很奇妙，在那个磐石呢是在那个岩石的里面。
And we see that the spring is underneath the rock.
这是一个挖在岩石里面的一个梯子。
And there is a stairs going beneath the springs of water.
所以人可以从城里面走这个地下的梯子走到这个地方取水。
So the people can go through the stairs in order to draw water from the spring.
我们读圣经的时候常常讲到基甸呢有一个大泉。
And when we read the Bible, we always heard that there is a great spring underneath Gibeon.
特别是在撒母耳记在列王记的时候常常提到这个大泉。
Basically, Samuel and the king.
所以基甸这个地方乃是一个高处。
Gibeon is a
high place.
A high place.
它乃是在一个岩石上面。
It's underneath the spring. It's upon the rock.
它的里面有一个永流不停的泉水。
Underneath it, there is undergoing springs of living water.
这是一个神要我们去的地方。
This is the place where God wants us to go.
神要我们每一个神的儿女都在基甸这个地方。
God wants us, all the children of God, to go to Gibeon.
让我们站在那个磐石的上面。
That we will stand upon the rock.
这个磐石是丰富的。
And because this rock is all inclusive.
因为它里面有一个泉水。
Because underneath there is a spring of water.
成为我们的供应。
That will become our supply.
这是那个基甸那个城。
This is the city of Gibeon.
如果你读到历代志上的话。你会发现这个地方是他们摆会幕的地方。
If we read in the Bible, there is a place where
在历代志上
First Chronicle
在16:39-40，你去读的时候你就知道以色列人他们的把那个摩西那个时候所造的会幕那是摆在基甸这个地方。
In First Chronicle chapter 16, we see the tabernacle was placed upon Gibeon.
基甸这个地方在约书亚记后来是分给这便雅悯支派。
And the city of Gibeon was given to the tribe of Benjamin.
那便雅悯支派里面又把这座城分别出来给了利未人。
And this city was which was given to the tribe of Benjamin was given to the Levites.
所以这个城是分别出来归给神的。
You can see that this city has been separated to be given to God.
不但是在迦南地，还是在迦南地被分别出来归给神的一个地方。
And it's not only in Canaan, but it is in Canaan where the place was separated unto God.
当以色列人要找一个王的时候。
When the children of Israel will seek for a king,
撒母耳在基甸这里找到一个人叫扫罗。
Saul went there to Gibeon and find a person named Saul.
这是一个地方，乃是神要我们都去的地方。
This is a place where God all wants us to go.
这里有一个隐藏的泉水。
Underneath there is a spring of water.
这里有一个坚固的磐石。
There is a solid rock.
好，这是头一方面看到基甸这个地方。第二方面，我们来看基甸的人。
Secondly, let us see the Gibeonites.
在第一章在第九章第一节到第三节那里，我们就读到当时很多迦南地的人都听到这个神在以色列人当中所做的事。
In chapter 9 verse 1 to 3 we can see the Lord has done a lot of things towards this many groups of people.
这些人听到以后有两种不同的反应。
After the people heard this, there are two kinds of reaction.
头一般的反应就是赫人、亚摩利人、迦南人、比利洗人、西魏人和耶布斯人，这些人有一个反应。
All this group of people, the Amorites, the Hittites, has a kind of reaction.
他们就要起来与约书亚征战。
They all decided to have battle with Joshua.
这是头一种人的反应。
This is the first response.
但是基甸人他们有另外一种的反应。
But the Gibeonites have a different kind of response.
头一种人的反应，他们要来抵挡约书亚。
The first response is that they will fight against Joshua.
他们要来抵挡耶和华。
They want to fight against Jehovah.
另外基甸人的反应，他们不要来抵挡神。
But the Gibeonites decided not to fight against God.
他们却想在耶和华的手下来蒙恩典。
Rather they want to be had mercy upon the hand of Jehovah.
我们实在觉得很稀奇。
We really marvel.
同样的一个情形，却有两种非常不同的反应。
Under the same kind of situation, there are two kinds of response.
就像那个太阳如果照在一块蜡的身上，那个蜡就会融化。
It's like a
the sun.
When the sun was shine upon
wax,
the wax it melts.
但是如果那同样的太阳照在一块粘土的身上，那粘土就会变硬。
But when the sun shine upon the soil, clay it becomes it solidifies.
同样是一个太阳
，the same sun，
但是却有两种不同的结果。
But there are two kinds of result.
如果我们的心是像蜡一样的话
，if our hearts are like wax，
当神的话语照到我们的时候，我们就变成柔软。
When the word of God shine upon us, then our heart will melt.
如果我们的心像粘土一样的话
，But if our heart is like clay，
那神的话到我们的时候，我们就变成刚硬。
When the word of the Lord shine upon us, then we our hearts are hardened。
这是头一点基甸人特别的地方。
This is the special characteristic of the Gibeonites。
第二点，这般人不但是他们的心对神的话语有这样的反应，他们乃是要来寻求神恩典的人。
Not only they have this kind of response towards the word of Jehovah, rather they want to have mercy under the hand of Jehovah.
他们对以色列人说，我们在你的手中。
The Gibeonites said, we are under your hand.
他对以色列人说，我们是你的仆人。
He said that he told the children of Israel, we are your servants.
他们要在以色列人的手底下寻求那个恩典。
They want to have the grace underneath the hand of the children of Israel.
他们说，我们就是算是落在你们手中的人。
They said we are a group of people under your hand.
落在神手中的人是何等的有福。
How blessed are the group of people who are under the hand of Jehovah?
他们这一班人有这样的信心，就把他们自己交给以色列人。
After they have that kind of faith, they put themselves, their whole being, to the hand of the children of Israel.
对人从外面的观点来讲，他们是做了以色列人的仆人。
With the eyes of men, they are the servants of the children of Israel.
在神的眼光里面，他们是成了自由的人。
Under the needs of the eyes of God, they are men of freedom.
23节告诉我们，他们在神的殿里面做劈柴挑水的人。
In verse 23, they say they are hewers of wood and drawers of water for the house of God.
25-27节说，他们是耶和华的坛，做劈柴挑水的人。
Verse 27, they say they are the hewers of wood and drawers of water for the altars of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，神把以色列人带到迦南地的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of when the Lord brought the children of Israel to Canaan?
乃是叫他们做侍奉神的人。
That they will be a group of people to serve God.
以色列人没有达到神的目的。
The children of Israel didn't obtain the goal.
但是这般基甸人却成为在神殿神坛旁边侍奉神的人。
But the Gibeonites, in his temple and in the temple and in the altar of the Lord, they become the servant.
大卫在诗篇里面说，宁可在耶和华的殿中住一日，对不对？
He said, I will be in the temple of my God.
他宁可在那里做看门的人
，rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God，
也比在别的地方好
，rather than to be in other places.
这个福气是在基甸人的身上。
And this blessedness was upon the Gibeonites.
所以罗马书那里讲到，以色列人所失去的，外邦人得着的。
So in Romans it says that what the children of Israel lost was gained by the Gentiles.
当我们读到这张圣经的时候，我们实在觉得我们就是基甸人。
When we read this portion of the word, we feel that we are like the Gibeonites.
我们原来的那个墓，我们原来是要死的。
Our future is to be dead.
我们原来是要被灭亡的。
Our future is to be terminated.
但是因为我们听到神的话语以后，我们的心软化了。
But because we heard the word of the Lord and our heart was melted.
我们愿意把自己交在神的手中。
We are willing to put ourselves into the hand of the Lord.
我们就成为在耶和华殿旁边祭坛交死的人。
And because of this, we become hewers of wood and drawers of water in the house of God.
神在以色列人身上所不能成就的事情，成就在我们的身上。
What God cannot gain from the children of Israel was gained upon us.
我们就得以住在那个岩石的上面。
And we are living now upon the rock.
我们的里面就有一个永远不止息的一个泉水。
Underneath of us there is a living springs of water.
这就是约书亚记第九章。
This is Joshua chapter 9.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have some prayer.
我们感谢你。
So we thank you.
在以色列人身上你所得不着的，你把这个恩
典给我们这些外邦人。
Lord, what you cannot gain in the children of Israel, the grace was being given to us.
感谢神，我们实在是愿意把自己交在你的手中。
Lord, how we are willing to put ourselves into your hand.
因为在耶和华的手中是何等的有福。
Because underneath in the hand of Jehovah is so blessed.
给我们一颗心愿意住在你的殿中。
Give us a heart want to live in your temple.
成为终身服侍你的人。
To be a servant who live you, who serve you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In your precious name we pray.